Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and no, we don't do politics on the Business News Hour. We talk about business. So what the heck are we doing with Jonathan Narcisse in the studio? Welcome, Jonathan. Nice to see you.
It's great to be here, Michael.
It is always good to see you, my friend. I was telling someone earlier today, you have the most brilliant mind of any strategist I have ever met here in the Hawkeye State.
Well,
and maybe in the Midwest.
Well, I'll let you be the judge of that.
I just
like to think I work really hard.
You do work really hard. I mean, you're the guy that sends out all kinds of emails at 3 o'clock. You and Donald Trump. What is with you guys anyway? Do you guys sleep?
Well, I do it because I don't have $1 billion. I can't tell you why he does it. If I had $1 billion, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be tweeting at 3 in the morning.
I don't blame you.
I might be doing other things, but not tweeting.
If that voice and that name sounds familiar, it should. Jonathan spent some time on the Des Moines School Board. He also ran for governor a couple of terms ago, and he has kind of hung that up for the moment to talk about, well, something that he's put together that's coming up over the Labor Day weekend. This is pretty exciting stuff.
Well, it is very exciting, Michael. We have put together, arguably, the strongest collection of Iowa musical talent ever assembled in one place. And we're going to showcase that talent in what we call Iowa Stock 2017, an all-Iowa music and arts fair. And we're very, very excited about
it. Yeah, this is a big deal. Jonathan and I spent some time together last week talking about the intricacies of this, and there's so many moving parts. Let's break it down a little bit. This is a four-day festival.
Yes. It
happens over Labor Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just one stage, is it?
No, it's multiple stages. And actually, if individuals go to our website at iowastock.com, it's like Woodstock, except iowastock.com, they can see all the different things we're offering. But we have a Discover Iowa stage, which has a number of outstanding acts. For example, we have Joe and Vicki Price, who are Hall of Famers. We have Janie Hooper Memorial stage, which has several Hall of Famers, from Bob Pace and the Dangerous Band to Diva and the Deacons featuring Tina Haas-Finley to the full
Tina.
Bob Dorr Blue Band in one of its final performances of the year. We have an Iowa Strong stage, which has Strong Country, but some other things on there. We have a West of 35 stage that actually is going to have Greg Brown on it, as well as the Fez, their full 15-piece band. And,
wow.
We have a classical music showcase, which
this
I
This is think, interesting.
Yes.
Now for when you're, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to what Jonathan's talking about. So you've heard this idea, you know, they're going to young emerging artists. We've got a little bit of country going on. We've got some jazz and some pop music happening. But this, listen to this.
We have a classical music showcase that starts with the Quartet 515, and then we have one of the most outstanding classical groups you will hear in the country, the Amara Quartet. From there, we go to the Iowa Brass Quintet out of Iowa City. Again, phenomenal. And then we have the Central Iowa Wind Ensemble. Now, when I was talking to book them, I didn't realize there were 55 pieces.
Wow.
But they're going to be on that great big stage that we have that's also our Scholastic showcase stage. We have the Bellin Quartet.
The Bellin Quartet.
Bellin Quartet.
Wow.
And then we have a piano virtuoso out of Iowa City, Hannah Song. And then we close with a gentleman considered one of the 10 finest classical saxophonists on the planet, Dr. Kenneth Say. He's originally from China. He's over at the University of Iowa right now. Just phenomenal. But if you like classical music, not just instrumental, but opera, it still doesn't get any better. And what is now, you'll appreciate this, the McLaughlin Investment, right. Dr. Simon Estes Opera Showcase.
There
For those
go.
Of you who want sponsorship opportunity, there's lots of them, like the something-something Greg Brown performance. There are plenty of sponsorship opportunities. But in the McLaughlin Investment, Dr. Simon Estes Opera Showcase, on a Sunday night, we have Randy Jones opening up for him. She's amazing, out of Grinnell. And then Dr. Simon Estes will perform. And then the next day, we have the yet-to-be-named Dr. Simon Estes lecture. Okay, they're naming rights. And then we will have the Simon Estes Opera, the McLaughlin Investment Simon Estes Opera Showcase continue. And the person who put it together for us was actually Dr. Bill Thiessen. He's the head of opera at the University of Iowa. Michael is stunning. We couldn't get the Des Moines Opera folks to return our phone call, but who better than the head
Simon,
of opera?
And then Simon Estes.
No, Simon Estes were performing. We couldn't even get a phone call back. You know, one of the interesting things is we're getting cooperation from all over the state, the Davenport community, the Iowa City community, people. This has truly become an Iowa showcase. Hopefully some of the Des Moines musical folks will get on board. We'd love to have them. We have enough room under our tent for everyone.
You know, you're never a prophet in your own country.
You know, it's true. You know?
Sometimes it's the case, isn't it?
But we have just amazing, and we have amazing young musical talent.
Well, that's
the
other thing. Sure. You alluded to the young performers stage. So you're having kids groups in as well.
A stage we call the Legends of Tomorrow stage, which features some amazing young talent. Sierra Annie. I've learned a lot of these artists. If you know them by their real name, you don't know. Sierra Annie. We have some amazing young groups. Like on the original stage, we have individuals like the Brazilian Twins, for example, who are phenomenal. The City View, which has been always good to me. I love City View. And I own newspapers, but I still love City View. But they voted this group, I believe, the best band, young band in Des Moines, Dead Horse Trauma. I've never heard of
Dead Horse Trauma.
I mean, but we have an original stage where there's nothing on it but originals. And actually, I went to the GDP this weekend, and there was a group there called the Unifonics.
Oh, back up, GDP.
Yeah, it's a local music festival. Okay. It was at the Vaudeville Muse, and I stopped out there, was invited, and there was this amazing group. But we also have wonderful country. You know, we have people like Richard Arne and the Brew. We have Royce Johns, who is as active in young country as in country in Iowa as anyone. We have Damon Dotson. When I grew up, I want to be Damon Dotson. And I mean, just act after act.
Yeah.
We already have booked more than 160 Iowa-based Iowa talents. And did I mention Greg Brown? You know, so
you did mention Greg Brown.
Well, I'll mention Greg Brown again because he's expensive, but well worth it, I hope.
What about Final Mix?
We have Final Mix. And actually, the first group we booked for Iowa Stock was actually Abby Normal.
Oh, sure.
And this is what I tell people. I know that the purists out there look down on cover bands, but sometimes you'd rather hear a great Pink Floyd or a great Prince than somebody's original, something they put together and they're still working on, right? No, we have both. We have an entire stage dedicated to originals, but we have bands like Final Mix, Abby Normal, Sons of Gladys Kravitz, Pie in the Sky. And people don't realize how great Iowa's musical foundation is. I mean, and this is the crazy thing. Del Saxman Jones.
Yes, sir.
Could play for James Brown.
Yes, he did.
Could play for audiences all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he could play for James Brown. And he wasn't as good when he played for James Brown as he is now. But he can't play for 8035.
The music festival downtown?
Yes.
He can't play for 8035?
No,
what
I was talking
to
him. Well, you know, and here's one of the things that's amazing. We have such a great foundation of musical talent. We have individuals who start off when they were little, grew up. They've played. Dallas, who's the lead singer for Pie in the Sky, is a classically trained opera singer, for example. We have classically trained musicians that also moonlight as rockers, right? So we have this amazing foundation. But there is this contempt for Iowa music. On Saturday night on the Janie Hooper stage, we have Kevin Burt. Kevin Burt is phenomenal, but he was told, and he does blues, don't say you're from Iowa. You know, so you have these amazing groups, but we also have some interesting. We have the Java Juice with Abe Goldstein.
There you go. I saw Abe the other night.
Yes, and he sent me his tape, and I'm like, we have to get him on there. We have the Turner Jazz Orchestra, the Community Jazz Orchestra. We have a group that we cannot yet name until we give them their deposit.
I understand.
We won't talk about them. But we may be announcing them when we get them their deposit next week, and then we can say their name. So
Jonathan Narcis, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Iowa Stock. Let's, before we get, you know, we've just exhausted already over 13 minutes of conversation just about the acts that you have. Now, this is happening where? Where is this
it's,
going?
It's at the Avenue of the Saints Event Center in St. Charles, Iowa. It's about 30 miles south of Des Moines. We actually are going to be over almost 500 acres. A lot of people are familiar with where they do hinterland, which is the area we're doing our Scholastic Youth Showcase. But we're actually opening up an entirely new area where we will have our main stages. And that doesn't even get into the area we're doing our 56-hour, you know, after party, which starts at 10 p.m. on Friday and ends.
And rolls at Monday?
Monday. I've talked to Steve Barry. I said I want him to do MC the day shift. And I said, when it's all over, I might sing Never Walk Alone. He said, I can sing Never Walk Alone. So he sings it better than me. So I'm hoping at sunrise we can get Steve Barry to do that.
So this is all online, ladies and gentlemen. You can go ahead to iowastock.com and find out more. As a matter of fact, it's got a ticker on there. It tells you exactly how many days and hours are left before the ball drops on this, what I suspect must be the largest gathering of musical talent ever in Iowa.
From Iowa, yes. And here's the thing. There are tremendous opportunities to support. For example, with the McLaughlin Investment Simon Estes Opera Showcase, half of Dr. Estes' fee goes towards the scholarship fund. We have a Scholastic Showcase where we're going to be having young Iowa talent perform in this venue. We think that's phenomenal. There's so many benefits to this. And 5% of our net receipts, profits, we're actually using to reinvest back into young Iowa musical talent. So, you know, there's a lot of good that's going to come of this. Can I give my phone number?
Of course.
515-770-1218. If you want to know more about Iowa Stock or you want to do sponsorship, we're going to have vending out there.
There's vending. There's camping.
Absolutely.
And one of the other things, before you leave, I think this is just brilliant. You have an exchange area.
Yes.
Talk about that.
And we have an exchange area for musicians and booking agents and vendors who book, you know, hospitality suites. And we have a music store and service center that we have received a title sponsor for. So it's now the Bath Fitters Music Center, Music and Service Center. So you can recharge your phones. You can check out all the great Iowa music, whether the artists are there or not. We'll have listening stations. And for musicians, there will be this unique opportunity in the Bath Fitters
in the Bath music
center, yeah. and service center.
And they can maybe swap and trade musical instruments.
If you have somebody, you need a drummer and they you're a drummer, get on the drum and let's hear you.
Wow. This is why are you doing this?
Well, there's a backstory, but I'll spare you the backstory. You know the backstory, but I'll spare your audience the backstory. Iowa music is phenomenal. Iowa music changed my life. You know, I was sitting at home one day. I scored $1.5 million on Tetris, eating a large sausage and mushroom pizza and sucking down dip and chips and donuts. And I said, I have to change my life. And the next week I went out to Pleasant Hill and heard Final Mix perform. And, you know, there have been times when my heart's been broken. I'd go stand under the mic and listen to Abby Normal and the pain would be drowned out for an hour and a half or 2 hours or, you know, so we have phenomenal music here, whether it's at the Turner Jazz Center, the Salisbury House, or the Greenwood, which is my little, you know, dive close to my house. Right. And I always try to stop in because they have music there almost every night.
There you go. Jonathan Narcisse, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about Iowa Stock. We will have that link up on our radio blog, as well as, and he's given us permission to do this, apparently, we're going to have his telephone number there as well, so you can call Jonathan directly.
You can call me directly,
there
absolutely.
There you go. Thank you, Jonathan,
for
doing this.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Brother. All right, Jonathan Narcisse, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Iowa Stock. How about that? And earlier today, we heard from Jerry Burns from DMAC, and we were talking about what's going on in the technology area. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. Yeah, I was watching. I am watching Jonathan. Anyway, Patrick Wood, yes, is our program director. Voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. And the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.